The narrow coastal plain west of the Andes has a varied climate. Some areas receive enormous amounts of rainfall, others almost none. Those regions with enough water are extremely fertile. To the east of the Andes, the northern part of the continent is dominated by the Amazon basin, with its dense rainforests, while the south has extensive plains. Perhaps as much as 9 million years ago, the extensive glaciation that would cover much of Earth's surface was beginning in the southern Andes. Glaciation reached its maximum extent around 1 million years ago. As elsewhere, the Ice Age in South America was characterized by retreats and new advances of the ice until around 12,000 years ago, when the climate began to warm rapidly. As the ice retreated, the modern flora and fauna of South America began to emerge. Flora and fauna of South and Central America. By the time humans entered the Americas, unique ecosystems had developed on the two American continents and the isthmus between them. Plant and animal species had developed in isolation, up until the land bridge was established, but after this migration began to take place. A period known as the Great American Interchange saw species moving both ways, and in some cases, adapting to their new environment. Some species, such as the horse, were not present at all in the Americas, and were not available to humans when they arrived. The domestication of the horse for warfare.